This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listener. From all around the world, welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is a new session, and thank you for joining me in this session of For a Better Life. This is Asma. Just like always, I have the honor to be your host. And in today's episode, we're going to discuss some very interesting things related to a real mu'min. Well, previously I talked about the pilgrimage of Arba'in, and I said that when you decide to get into this journey, you have to change a lot in yourself. Actually, it would happen naturally, but then you have to think more and go through some revolution, spiritual revolution that is going to change your life and the way you look at every single thing. Because as a Muslim and as a mu'min, you have this responsibility to change yourself, to improve every now and then, and to get into a better human being, which is the main reason of this living. So there is a perfect picture of how a Muslim must look like. In the holy book of Quran, we have too much of these qualities that has been attributed to a real Muslim. Honesty, truthfulness, selflessness, and considering Allah in their every single moment and for whatever action they take. Generosity and kindness with all the people. And yet, so much more of characteristics are there that cannot be mentioned in here just in some seconds and some minutes. We cannot count them all in here, but you already have been familiar with them if you have been through the Holy Book and the narrations of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. The Holy Book actually gives us the account, the picture of this Muslim, and the infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam are the perfect living examples of these characteristics. Now, every single one of them is perfect in all qualities. Each one of them is true source of light that leads us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, there are some qualities that every one of them has been famous for. Before I tell you the rest of the story, then let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So, welcome back to For a Better Life. Here, we're talking about characteristics and qualities of a real Muslim. We came across this fact that the Holy Book gives us the picture of a perfect human being, and Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam are the mirror to that perfect picture. We said that all of them are the true source of light, and all of them are the true source of knowledge. So there is no doubt that they are all perfect in all aspects of humanity. But then we said that some of them are more famous in some qualities, and they have been famous for actually some specific features and qualities that has been attributed to them. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is famous for being the father of the orphans and the needy people. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Hassan alayhi salam are famous for generosity. Imam Ali as-Sajjad for his long, heart-touching prayers. Imam Baqir alayhi salam for his knowledge. Imam Sadiq for his teachings. And Imam Musa al-Kadhim for his tolerance and of course, the rest of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam have got some more and more of these features that have been famous for each one of them. Now, the first quality we'd like to shed light on is the caring characteristics of Imam Ali alayhi salam. How he managed to be a perfect ruler and at the same time care about the needy people and the orphans, and he never forgot about the needy. Well, as we just talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we have heard actually this quote from the Prophet that says, Ali and I are the fathers of this nation, of the Muslim people. So when we say the characteristic of a father, when we just talk about a father, the characteristics of a father gets to our mind. The father figure is usually so caring, so kind, so showering you with different sorts of blessings as are available for him. So father figures are just the manifestation of kindness and caring. A father is always a supporter. And when we talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we say that he is a father figure and he acts like this caring model in his community. Wherever he goes, he is just so caring and he shares so much of kindness with every single creatures and beings around him. And there are plenty much of those stories that show how kind and how selfless man he was, in a way that he would care even for the children. Now imagine a ruler with too much of burdens on his shoulder, with too much of problems, with too much of enemies. Still, he manages to have some times for little kids, for the orphans, for those who have lost their fathers or brothers or whatever of their family members in the battles or whatever. So as we see that feature in our leader, we have to think of this very fact that as a Muslim, we have to focus on this idea and try to improve it in ourselves. Okay, when I see that something is great, I have to try to achieve it in myself. It is going to be very difficult. It actually is not a very easy thing. You know, sometimes talking about something is pretty much easier than practicing it. To be a caring person is not always as easy as it seems to be. When it comes to your family members, when it comes to your dear ones, okay, it's very easy. But when it comes to a person that is living in your city, a person that is being your neighbor, a person that's being, I don't know, whatever, your classmate, your friend, your whomever, that is just not your close family, to share that much of caring with the strangers is something that we have to practice more and more. And if we do that through this caring and through this kindness, then there would be no more of these orphans who are suffering from lack of respect, lack of kindness that is surrounding them. And there are plenty much of people who do not have a bread for eating. So if we just practice this sort of kindness, and if we practice this caring thing, then the world would be a better place. Then everyone is going to share their kindness with the needy people who are in need of that kindness and caring. And then the world is going to be such a blissful place, and it's not going to be as miserable as it is right now.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
All I'm trying to say is that as Muslim, we have responsibilities toward other members of our society, and that is to take care of them, to share kindness, to be just as Imam Ali alayhi salam and how he teaches us to be through his narrations, through his actions, through every single thing that he's been teaching us. And actually, we can make some use of the book Nahjul Balagha, which has been actually a source of all the great ideas that Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted his people to look like. So thank you for listening. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And again, thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.